Hi. I finally hit 500 followers, which is kind of crazy. I guess not any crazier than posting an audio every day for 12 days in a row. But I don't know how many people saw it, but I posted a poll to see when I hit 500 followers, what people wanted me to do, kind of to celebrate. And the option that won was reading a bit of smut while I use my vibrator. And I was actually lucky enough to have someone send me a custom story that I have not read. I am going to be reading it for the first time right now as I record. So I'm really excited and a little bit nervous. I've been sort of getting myself a little bit warmed up, but not much. I have my vibrator here with me, but I have not turned it on yet. And yeah, I'm just lying in bed. In my, well, not full pajamas. It's a pajama set, but I'm only wearing the top. Yeah. I'm gonna get started, and I'm excited, and I hope that you enjoy. And I hope we can enjoy this together. Okay. The morning sunlight streamed through the windows of their cozy kitchen, casting a warm glow over the spread of pancakes, fresh fruit, and mimosas. I sipped my drink, feeling the bubbles tickle my nose as I laughed at something Tim said. His wife, Claire, leaned into him, her hand resting on his thigh, her eyes sparkling with mischief. Our chemistry was undeniable, a simmering tension that had been building since we'd met for drinks a few nights ago. "You're so easy to talk to," Claire said, her voice soft but laced with something more. "I feel like we've known you forever." Tim nodded, his gaze lingering on me just a little bit too long. "Yeah, it's rare to find someone who just fits." I felt a flush creep up my neck, my heart pounding in my chest. "This is happening," I thought, my stomach tightening with anticipation. The conversation shifted, the air growing heavier with each passing moment. Claire's hand moved from Tim's thigh to mine, her fingers brushing against my skin in a way that sent shivers down my spine. "You're so pretty," she said, her voice barely above a whisper. Tim's hand joined hers, his touch firm but gentle. "We've been thinking about this since we met you," he admitted, his eyes full of desire. I swallowed hard, my breath catching in my throat. "Me too," I confessed, my voice trembling. Claire stood, pulling me to my feet with her. "Let's take this to the bedroom," she suggested, her tone leaving no room for argument. The walk to the bedroom felt like an eternity. Every step heightened the anticipation. Once inside the room, Claire turned to me, her hands sliding up my sides as she kissed me deeply. Tim watched from the doorway, his eyes locked on us as he slowly unbuttoned his shirt. Claire's hands were everywhere, exploring every inch of my body as she undressed me, piece by piece. My dress pulled at my feet, leaving me in nothing but my bra and panties. Tim stepped forward then, his hands joining hers as they worked together to remove the last of my clothing until I stood bare before them. I gasped as Claire's lips found my neck, her teeth grazing my skin as Tim's hands cupped my breasts, his thumbs brushing over my nipples. The sensation was overwhelming, my body responding eagerly to their touch. Claire pulled back, her eyes meeting mine as she dropped to her knees in front of me. Her hands slid up my thighs, pushing my panties aside as she leaned in, her tongue flicking against my clit. I moaned, my hands tangling in her hair as she worked me with expert precision. I moved onto my hands and knees and arched my back. Tim stepped behind me, his hands gripping my hips as he pressed himself against me. I could feel his hard cock through his pants, the heat of his body searing into mine. He kissed my shoulder, his breath hot against my skin as Claire positioned herself under me. Oh, I need to use my vibrator. Okay. This is getting me worked up. The room was filled with the sounds of our moans and the slick wetness of Claire's tongue against my throbbing pussy. I was close, so close, when Tim suddenly pulled away. "Wait," he said, his voice strained. "My friends are coming over soon. The game starts in 10 minutes. Claire looked up at him, her lips glistening. "So?" she asked, her tone teasing. Tim hesitated for a moment before a wicked grin spread across his face. "Let's make this interesting." Before I could process what was happening, the doorbell rang. Tim left the room, returning moments later with three of his friends. Oh my gosh. Hang on. Oh my gosh. I may or may not need to get my dildo. I have to pause this. I was not prepared. Oh my gosh. Okay, I got my dildo. Just a reminder, I have not read this story, so I'm experiencing this all for the first time, as you are. Getting a little flustered. Anyway, where were we? Okay. Tim left the room, returning moments later with three of his friends. They looked surprised, but intrigued as they took in the scene before them. Claire stood up, her hand still resting on my hip as she addressed the newcomers. "We were just getting started," she said, her voice dripping with seduction. "Care to join us?" The men exchanged glances before nodding eagerly. One by one, they began to undress, their eyes never leaving me. I felt a mix of excitement and nervousness as they approached, their hands reaching out to touch me. This was all happening so fast, so unexpectedly. The first man stepped forward, his hands gripping my hips as he positioned himself behind me. I gasped as he entered me, his length filling me slowly. The sensation was intense, my body stretching to accommodate him as he began to move inside me. Claire knelt, then slid under me, her tongue finding my clit as the man behind me thrust into me with increasing urgency. The combination of sensations was overwhelming, my body trembling with pleasure as I teetered on the edge of an orgasm. The man pulled out abruptly, his cum spilling onto my pussy and dripping into Claire's eager mouth as he stepped back. Before I could catch my breath, another took his place, his hands firmly gripping my hips as he pushed into me. This one was thicker, his girth stretching me in a way that made me cry out in pleasure. Claire's tongue continued to work me, her fingers joining in as she stroked my clit in time with the man's thrusts. I could feel myself getting closer and closer, my body tightening around him as he pounded into me. "Please," I begged, my voice trembling. "Don't stop." He groaned, his pace quickening as he drove into me harder and faster. I could feel him swelling inside me, his cock throbbing as he neared his release. With a final thrust, he came, filling me as my legs trembled. Tim's third friend was already waiting. His hands, too, gripped my hips as he pushed into me without hesitation. His cock was a bit longer, reaching depths that made me gasp. He moved slowly at first, savoring my needy pussy as he thrust in and out of me. Claire's tongue and fingers continued working me, her touch driving me wild as the man behind me pounded into me with increasing intensity. I could feel myself getting close again, my body trembling with pleasure as he drove into me harder and faster. "Please," I begged again, my voice barely above a whisper. "Fill me up." He groaned, his cock throbbing inside me as he came, his cum mixing with the others as I cried out in ecstasy. And now, it was Tim's turn. He knew exactly what I was thinking. And exactly what I was feeling. His cock hard and ready, he eased into me. The sensation was different now. The mix of cum inside me, making everything feel slick and warm. He moved slowly at first, savoring the feel of me as he thrust in and out. Claire's tongue and fingers continued working my clit, her touch driving me wild as she watched her husband's cock pound into me with increasing intensity. I could feel myself getting close again. Another orgasm building deep inside of me. He reached forward and grabbed a handful of my hair, my body trembling with pleasure as he drove into me harder and faster. "Please, Tim," I begged again, barely able to speak. "Fill my pussy with your cum. He groaned, his cock throbbing inside me. As he came, his cum mixing with the others as we both cried out in ecstasy. The room was filled with the sound of heavy breathing and the scent of sex as we all collapsed onto the bed, our bodies intertwined. I could feel the cum leaking out of me, the sensation both novel and arousing as I lay there, spent and satisfied. Claire curled up beside me, her hand resting on my stomach as she kissed my shoulder. "That was amazing," she murmured, her voice filled with satisfaction. Tim nodded, his hand resting on my thigh as he kissed the top of my head. "You're incredible," he said, his voice filled with awe. I smiled, feeling a sense of contentment wash over me. This was just the beginning, and I couldn't wait to see where it would lead. Fuck. Just for the record, it's really hard to read out loud when you're trying not to come. I wanted to come reading that, but I wanted to get through it first. Oh, fuck. That's such a hot fantasy. Oh, fuck. Oh. Against my vibrator. I thought I was gonna need my dildo, but I don't think I do. I'm really close. Oh my god. Oh my god. Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. like, oh fuck. Oh god. God. Oh my God. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Oh my God. It's still going. One more. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh. Fuck. That was really intense. Wow. I'm glad you guys picked that one. And thank you to the listener who wrote this and sent this to me. You do know my taste pretty well, apparently. Fuck. Okay. Might have more, but that will be a different recording. For now, thank you for listening.